USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden will visit Philadelphia today to survey the collapsed Interstate 95 bridge. He'll fly over the area while repair crews are working. Though Biden had hoped to meet with workers, a labor leader stated they are too busy. He will also update on administration's reconstruction efforts. The bridge collapsed after a tanker truck crashed and caught fire. A high-level meeting is taking place this weekend in China. Laura Winters has more.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in China this weekend to meet with Chinese President Xi.
We believe intense competition requires intense diplomacy.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on the goal of the trip.
To stand up and speak for American values.
On Friday, the Chinese president meeting with Microsoft founder Bill Gates, who he calls an old friend. During the coronavirus pandemic, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donated $5 million to help the Chinese people fight COVID-19.
The Justice Department is seeking a protective order to prevent former President Donald Trump from disclosing classified documents. The order will undergo judicial review and, if approved, would permit Trump to review the 31 documents solely in the presence of his attorneys. A new report says the Mexican resort where an American couple recently died had disabled its carbon monoxide detectors.
Abby Lutz and John Heathcoe were staying at a beachfront hotel in Cabo San Lucas where they died Tuesday from what authorities say was an unknown substance. The Los Angeles Times says the hotel staff had complained about gas leaks connected to the outdoor fire pits, and one former employee says hotel managers had disabled the carbon monoxide detectors back in January. A spokesman for the hotel says neither gas nor carbon monoxide appears to have killed the Americans. I'm Jim Forbes.
More than 50 million people in the southeast preparing for severe weather this weekend. Heat warnings been issued for East Texas, Louisiana, and the Gulf Coast. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russian President Vladimir Putin deployed nuclear weapons in Belarus as a warning to the West, according to a statement at an economic forum in St. Petersburg. He clarified that tactical warheads were already delivered to the ally, but currently sees no necessity to use nuclear weapons. Putin emphasized that the action serves as a reminder to the West, asserting that Russia cannot be strategically defeated. Canadian wildfire smoke is expected to reappear in parts of the United States this weekend. New York may experience a haze, while the upper Midwest is already witnessing a decline in air quality. Although New York won't encounter orange smog, a smoky smell may be noticeable. Vogue magazine is looking for an assistant to its editor-in-chief.
Vogue posted the position earlier this week for candidates that are extremely organized, efficient, and able to meet deadlines in a fast-paced work environment.
You have no style or sense of fashion.
No, that wasn't a question.
Fans of the movie The Devil Wears Prada may remember actress Anne Hathaway playing the role of assistant to runway editor Miranda Priestly, widely rumored, though never substantiated, to be loosely based on Wintour. So what does it pay? The salary was listed from $60,000 to $80,000 a year. I'm Jacqueline Carl, New York.
Thousands of protesters gathered outside Dodger Stadium last night to oppose the recognition of LGBTQ activist group the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence on Pride Night. The group was receiving a Community Hero Award during the Pride Night event at Dodger Stadium. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.